Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 24, the stanzas 1 and 3. O Lord, with thee abiding, and thy house shall be thy guest. Who is feet to Zion turning, and thy holy hill shall rest. And what follows, Psalter 24, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Chronicles 29, the verses 6 through 19. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 1 Chronicles 29, the verses 6 through 19. Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jeleel the Gershonite. And then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great, and to give strength unto all. And now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord, our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart, to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thy good hand has brought us and our children together by renewal on this Sabbath day within the walls of thy house, may our hearts and our minds, may they be filled with the things which we have heard out of thy holy word, that David was given to rejoice with deep impressions that everything here on this earth that belongs unto thee, thou giveth those things unto the children of men. Thou wast also given liberal hearts for the service of the Lord, our Lord. Then in the midst of the trials and difficulties of life, then thou granteth unto us and our children so much above most of the people upon the face of the earth. And then we do well to ask, and who maketh thee to differ? And then it is thee, Lord. And to that end, then we also do well. It behooves us to commend unto thee so many people, most of the people upon the earth that have less than we do, all as a consequence, as our deep fallen Adam, but also as a consequence of departing from thy law and thy institutions. Then we commend unto thee the countries, the country of Israel, the country of Ukraine, where the war continues with so much death, mourning, loss. Well, thou uphold and remember that people, that they may be given to cry unto thee, and that it may be used for the coming of thy kingdom. Then we commend unto thee all the homeless ones that have not a dwelling, the destitute, the unloved ones, those that feel so lonely upon the earth, discouraged, depressed, despairing. We commend unto thee all those with great temporal wants, those that have not enough to eat, who had nothing to eat in this day, do not know where their next food shall come from, the great multitudes that are sick in hospitals and institutions of mercy, untold numbers that spend day after day, year after year in prison because of an hour of darkness. The great multitudes that have not thy word, the great numbers were in former generations, thy holy word had a large and central place, but where they have departed from thy word, where they keep not the Lord's day, where they have spent it as other days, ah, Lord, there is much suffering and much misery upon the earth. But we with them, we are all traveling to eternity, and then the temporal needs can be great, but our greatest need is the need of our never-dying soul, O Lord. May it be then all thy blessings. We hope to hear in this evening a commandment concerning our goods. May it be all thy goodness. May it not lead further from thy word, but may it lead to that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance and the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then by renewal we humbly beg of thee for a rich blessing upon thy word in this hour. May it be an hour of thy free and sovereign good pleasure. Then it shall be an unforgettable hour. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Bless the means of grace in the church. Help the consistory to that end. Wilt thou grant strength, courage, love, and much prayer with an eye upon thee, that it need not to be all a plowing upon the rocks. The psalmist has written, those that sow in tears, they shall reap with rejoicing. May that be experienced in a richer measure. To that end, bless the labors on the Lord's day. We commend unto thee the confession of faith class, the catechism classes, and all the visitations. Bless thy holy word in the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to that end. And do bless thy holy word in our Christian school. We commend unto thee all those that may labor therein. Remember the school board also when they hope to meet. We commend thy church unto thee all over the earth. the established churches, the persecuted church, all mission work, also our mission field, and remember the beloved for the Father's sake. Lord, by renewal we commend the father and mother unto thee, who were blessed with two children, wilt thou watch over them, remember all the family circles, remember all of our elderly ones, remember Bethesda, by renewal and empty places come, and now there is the next one that shall be called out of this life. Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit. Remember all widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought dear ones to the cemetery, that mourn the loss of loved ones. Oh, do continue to uphold, to comfort, and to care for them. Remember all the sick and afflicted, those under the physician's care in special ways, with heavy and great concerns. Oh, do grant a special place at thy footstool, and may in the future, when the means hope to be used, oh, may they be blessed by thee, the calling sanctified. We commend unto thee the handicapped ones, the crosses, the burdens, those that are struggling with temptations and addictions, oh Lord, do then help them. Remember our poor nation. We commend unto thee our leaders federally, provincially, the cities, and also of this town. Oh, may there yet be a turning back unto thy word and thy institutions, while it can yet and may yet, ah, Lord, do grant unto thy church to be given turn and repent from worldly and evil ways, whereby thou art grieved, the spirit is grieved. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Wilt thou provide for our daily families their daily bread? There can also be great concerns in that respect, where the fourth petition receives more value, where it becomes more real. Give us this day our daily bread. May special tokens of thy favor be experienced. By renewal we humbly ask thee for thy Spirit in speaking and in listening. May thy word go forth with power divine. And once more, when we are called to dwell at the foot of Mount Sinai, oh, wilt thou bless it and use it for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 97, the four stanzas. A little that the righteous hold is better far than wealth untold of many wicked men. Destroyed shall be their arm of pride, but they in the Lord confide shall be upholden then. And what follows, Psalter 97, the four stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 42, the question and answers 110 and 111. Question 110. What doth God forbid in the eighth commandment? Answer. God forbids not only those thefts and robberies which are punishable by the magistrate, but he comprehends under the name of theft all wicked tricks and devices whereby we design to appropriate to ourselves the goods which belong to our neighbor, whether it be by force or under the appearance of right, as by unjust weights, else measures, fraudulent merchandise, false coins, usury, or by any other way forbidden by God, as also all covetousness, all abuse, and waste of his gifts. Question 111. But what doth God require in this commandment? Answer. That I promote the advantage of my neighbor in every instance I can or may, and deal with them as I desire to be dealt with by others. Further also, that I faithfully labor so that I may be able to relieve the needy. Lord's Day 42 speaks of the eighth commandment, a commandment concerning the stewardship of our goods. With three thoughts, in the first place, an extensive responsibility. Secondly, an unlawful acquiring. And thirdly, a willing liberality. The eighth commandment, a commandment concerning the stewardship of our goods. An extensive responsibility, an unlawful acquiring, and a willing liberality. Thus first, an extensive responsibility. Beloved congregation, by renewal, we are called to dwell at the foot of Mount Sinai, to hear what the Lord has to say unto us concerning the law of God. And in this evening hour, the eighth commandment. And then surely by now, then we have all heard how guilty we are. And maybe there are souls that have thought by now that it is becoming very hopeless. Ah, that is a blessing. When it may become hopeless from our side, given to realize that we can never keep those commandments, given to live in how very guilty we are, Give them to realize that our sins are all written in God's book, and yet that God's justice requires a perfect obedience. Oh, in this evening, then it concerns stealing. We have heard in this morning of one that was led away, and it is written of him in Psalm 69 verse 4, then I restored what I have not taken away. Because congregation, we do not become a robber, we steal. But we steal because we are a robber that has begun in paradise. Satan has deceived, robbed God of his jewel that was given to praise the Lord. We have tried to rob God of his honor, of his authority, of his sovereignty, of his attributes, have become so guilty. But now there was one led away before different courts, condemned to the cross of Calvary, that guilty sinners may be restored, forgiven, that he may be saved, and that is now needful for each and every one of us, that the law may be used for uncovering, be a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, and in the way of gratitude, that the Lord may be praised. Then in this evening hour, then it goes about stewardship. And stewardship, that is something or someone entrusted unto us, which we may use for self, for our neighbor, for the Lord, and of which we must give an account. And then it is important to realize, oh, we have heard out of God's word that David had a profound impression of a stewardship. He was given to rejoice the liberality of Israel. It is a great privilege and blessing that amongst us and our children, that by the Lord's common goodness, that there are liberal hearts when there is need, a helping of one another. And when David was given to rejoice, then he had a deep impression that everything actually belonged to the Lord, and what they have given, that was the Lord's, that they have only returned it to the Lord. We have sung thereof the beginning, the Psalter, that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. We read in Psalm 50 that every beast of the forest and the cattle upon the thousand mountains, they are all the Lord's. And Haggai 2 verse 8, the gold and the silver is the Lord's. It is so important, it is a blessing when we may receive impressions thereof. Think of the rich fool in Luke 12, where his crops were prospering. He thought it would be prudent to build new barns, definitely not wrong. We have a rational mind to use. But what was now the mistake of that farmer? My fruit, my goods, my barn, not given to think so much of the Lord, of a soul, and of the poor. And thou shalt not steal. What are now some reasons why people steal? That is because of greed, and that we have a covetous heart. Of course, it can also be because we are so poor, and it can be that very poor people, they start to reason, is it now really fair that my neighbors have so much? And we from day to day are struggling, and then our neighbor shall not miss it at all, and I could use it so well. Oh, we read in Proverbs 30 that Agur had an impression thereof, and what a prayer that he has prayed to the Lord. Lord, grant me not poverty, and grant me not riches. Poverty, that I am not tempted to steal, and with riches, that I do not forget thee. Another reason why people steal, that is a special reason, because of unbelief. Because when we steal, that we do not believe what we read in Proverbs 10 verse 22, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. When we steal from our fellow man, from the government, from the Lord, then we do not have profound impressions that everything is in the Lord's hand. He gives us our breath, our heartbeat. He must provide safety on the road. He must give moisture and sunshine for the crops, that in a moment that the Lord can take away from us 10 times as much as we steal. Another reason why people dare to steal is so little impression. What Hagar has said, Lord, thou seest me. Because when a boy or girl are planning to steal a candy or a loony, and they dare to do it, then they are not thinking about the eyes of the Lord, that the Lord sees me and what I do, that the Lord writes in his book, and that when I steal, I can never be a happy boy or girl. Thus this commandment that condemns envy, dissatisfaction, and murmuring, and then we hear already congregation that we are guilty. An extensive responsibility, then the instructors have stated that I faithfully labor. We read in Genesis 3 that the Lord has said unto Adam, in the sweat of thy face thou shalt labor. And the labors can be extensive, can be overwhelming, can be at times for father as breadwinner, as mother in the midst of her family, that at times seems it can become too much, but then we always do well to consider what a blessing it is that he hath health and strength to labor, that we think people that are in a wheelchair all their life or most of their life, part of their life, or in bed, and then it one becomes overwhelming, may we be given to simply bow our knees and ask the Lord that he may grant strength for the day and grant his blessing concerning those labors. In our marriage form, we read, the husband, you are to labor diligently and faithfully in the calling wherein God has set you, that you may maintain your household honestly, and likewise have something to give to the poor. And for the wife, looking to your family and walking in all honesty and virtue without worldly pride. Thus the acquiring of our goods, it is clear in the Bible that the Lord has given unto man the right to have property, not communism or socialism, but as it is declared in God's holy word. Thus then, in the first place, to acquire our goods by honest and faithful labor, maybe by inheritance, it may be by a gift. Of course, we need to remember, and that is an important reminder for our people, when we are diligent and hardworking, what Christ has stated in Matthew 16, verse 26, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his never-dying soul? And that can be a great struggle, and I hope it is a struggle, and that you may be busy with it. Where to draw the line is not so simple, and we know we live in a seasonal country that, especially in the summer months, then much needs and must be done. But let us say this, when it is continually personally and in our family, when we have no time for family devotions and personal devotions, then we do well to examine our life, how we are spending our life, and that one thing needful. And now concerning the goods that the Lord gives us, there's a narrow way. We read in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 13, using and not abusing, also with an impression that those goods are only for the time. We read in 1 Timothy 6 that we came naked into the world, brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing along. Also an impression that we need to give an account of our stewardship, and then how needful also concerning this commandment, that we are given to ask the Lord that he may teach us, and that with all our goods, that we may not resemble a fatted calf. I think our boys and girls know what I'm talking about. Sometime when a family has a calf, which they hope to butcher and put in the freezer for the family to eat, then such a calf receives extra, fed very well, better than other ones, but then it is slaughtered. Concerning these matters, Solomon, that very rich man, he has wrestled much with these matters, and he has written much concerning these matters, especially in the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. There he has spoken so often of riches, of goods, of diligent labor. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13. There he has also written that we may enjoy the good, the blessings of our labors. It is a gift of God. Our second thought, an unlawful acquiring. For heathens, for many heathens, they do not see stealing as such a sin. It is only a sin when they are caught, and then they are ashamed. I hope that we do not resemble heathens, that we can steal in different secret, sly ways, and as long as it does not come out, that we are not so troubled, that we do not really even see it as such a big sin. The biggest trouble is when we are caught. And then our instructors, they say God forbids not only those thefts and robberies which are punishable by the magistrate in the time that the Heidelberg Catechism was written. Then the government, there were not many rules concerning business life. Charles Hodge, a theologian, he has also written in his explanation, even in the year 1870, that there was much corruption in the business world where there were not so many rules. Many times when there is spoken of the government, then there is spoken of government overreach, that they have made many rules, too many rules. But in many circumstances, why is that so? Those rules have been made because their inhabitants, they had, as the instructors say it, many wicked tricks and devices. And to that end, the government has made many regulations, checking weigh scales, and you can multiply it out. And when the instructors have stated many wicked tricks and devices, they come about because of the people with wicked hearts. As I read in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, who could know it? And in Matthew 15, verse 19, that it is out of this heart that all those things proceed. We read also of robberies. We may make the separation that the thefts by tricks and devices by robberies, that it is more by force. And then the instructors, they have mentioned many things. Unjust weights, ells, measures, fraudulent merchandise, false coins and usury. Also in the law that the Lord has given to Moses, then it was forbidden to have two kinds of weight, a salesman, two kinds of weights in his pocket. And what would such a salesman do to make it simple for the boys and girls? Then they had a weigh scale. And let's say if such a man would buy a loaf of bread, he would take the heavy weight out of his pocket and put it on the balance, so he would receive a bigger loaf of bread. And then when he sold the loaf of bread, then he used the lighter weight, so then he could take a piece off of that loaf, keep it for himself, and sell to the person a loaf that did not really weigh what he said it weighed. And that was forbidden in the Bible. When we speak of stealing, then we can steal many different things, material things. We can steal wisdom when boys and girls copy from their neighbor. Steal honor when we take honor to ourselves that belongs to the other. People are stolen when they are kidnapped. Steal IDs and also time. In this evening, a few words about the stealing of material thefts and also the stealing of time. Then, of course, the literal stealing. Rachel has taken her father's god, Achan, has stolen the goods from Jericho, which belonged to the Lord. Gehazi is also stolen. We have mentioned unjust weights, fraudulent advertising. When on the top of a load, let's say of grain, and underneath that we try to figure it out, at grain elevators where the probe goes, and that it is not all the quality what we promise. Of course, when it is unknowingly, it is a different matter. When we sell a vehicle that does not always run properly, and when we sell it and we do not tell, spoken of false coins. We read in Matthew 21, verse 21, to pay unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, unto God, when we do not honestly fill in our tax forms, when we forget the poor. We read in Proverbs 19, verse 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. Because we read of usury, does not mean that in the business world we may not charge interest. But let us remember that we have a special heart for the poor. When we borrow, we forget. Also, when we borrow more than we can pay back, there can be special circumstances. The responsibility is great. Simply, Matthew 7, verse 12, whatsoever ye would that men would do unto you, so do you unto them. And then also the stealing of time. When we come late to work, when we do not work the full hours for which we are paid for, then we are stealing our boss's time. When we are not diligent, when we take longer breaks, and what else? With our phones. When we are working for an employer and we spend time on our phones, then we are stealing time from our employer. Of course, there can be emergencies. Realize that. And then we must also realize the other way around. And to that end, we need to be diligent. We need to redeem the time that we do not unnecessarily contact people when they are working at an employer with messages that can wait till after work. That is an important point in our day. Thou shalt not steal. With the use of our phones and our employer's time. Then in this evening, we could also speak of spiritual stealing. Christ has said to the Canaanitish woman that it is not fit to give the children's bread to dogs. When we take honor to ourself that belongs to God, when we take the promises and we appropriate them to ourselves, the promises with an address where that people are described, then there is theft, and the Lord has a people upon the earth that can be so troubled with those matters. Ah, they have much trouble with that pride. Not that they say it, but it can be that someone else ascribes some honor and that they are silent. Think of Herod in Acts 12, when he has made a speech and they have ascribed to him to be a god. It was not his words, but he was silent and he was eaten by the worms. Ah, the Lord has a people that is given to beg the Lord, that they may be honest, and that what they have received, they can tell how they have received it, the place that the Lord has made for it, also what follows. Many times they come at the throne of grace concerning those things, telling the Lord what they believed they have received. And when they receive it, they may believe it. They may embrace it. But how it can be attacked and how Satan comes. The devil says, it is not for you. You have only taken it. Oh, how such a one can be given to beg, Lord, wilt thou then confirm it? Make me honest with myself, with thee. May I experience that blessed communion. Let us first sing. Of Psalter, It is not Psalter 50, it is from Psalm 50. Thus we shall sing of Psalter 137, the stanzas 4 through 6, not as on the board. 137, 4 through 6. I will receive from out thy fold no offering for my holy shrine. The cattle on a thousand hills and all the forest beasts are mine. Each mountain bird to me is known. Whatever roams the field I own. And what follows Psalter 137, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
eighth commandment, a commandment concerning the stewardship of our goods. An extensive responsibility, an unlawful acquiring, and now thirdly, a willing liberality. And then we need to speak of the words, all abuse and waste of his gifts, and also so that I may be able to relieve the needy, promote the advantage of my neighbor in every instance I can or may. Thus the instructors, they speak of waste. Christ has given the example with the feeding of 5,000 and 4,000 that the remnants were gathered up. Not to squander our gifts, not to use our gifts for sinful purposes, but what the Lord entrusts unto us, to use it for self, for our family, for our neighbor, and for God. Do you sometimes have a struggle concerning those things? We can veer too much to the one side and to the other side. What we may use for self and our family, how much for the poor, and how much for God's kingdom. And then we can all understand, if we acquire our gifts in a wrong way, our boys and girls can understand it, that if we first go out to steal and then go to a poor neighbor to help him, then how guilty we are. Concerning those things, many times we can try to cover it up by using beautiful words. A miser can say that he is frugal. Concerning those wicked tricks, we can try to say that we are a good businessman, and wasters can say that they are liberal. Concerning frugality, then a certain one has stated, it may be termed as the daughter of prudence, the sister of temperance, and the parent of liberty. Then this commandment, when it says we must not waste or abuse our gifts, then we are also called upon, when the Lord prospers us, that we save for a later date, and especially for our young people, when a young man and a young woman, when with the blessing of the Lord, when they may have saved up a substantial amount, then what a difference it is that money makes, because that amount they have saved, that shall be the last dollars that they pay on their mortgage. And if you add interest, compound interest upon it, then what a sum it is. And then the instructors have said that I promote the advantage of my neighbor in every instance I can or may. We read in Galatians 6 verse 10, as thou was opportunity, that we do good to all, especially to the household of faith. And in the second verse, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. But then the instructors have also said not only can or may, that word may, we may see it as a privilege because Christ has said in Acts 20, verse 35, it is better to give than to receive. But then also prudence is necessary. To give an example, when there is a poor family on account of alcohol, then it is not wise to give money, then it is better to give food. Thus the instructors, they are given to speak that I promote the advantage of my neighbor, and we repeat it, it is a blessing when there is much liberality amongst us and our children, for the service of the Lord, for the school, for the needy, for the poor, then what a blessing it is when we may help the poor. I have read as many years ago that there was a little family, a mother with a girl and boy. Father had died. They were very poor. Brother was sick. And then that girl, not so old, was in the summertime, and she got up very early in the morning and went to a berry farmer and picked berries, paid the farmer. She had a little cart, and then she went to the town and sold her berries for some profit so she could help out her mother and buy medicine for her little baby brother. And then in that village, she came to a large house. And she knocked on the door, and the lady came out. You could see she was very rich. And then that little girl told her she was selling berries, $1 a box. And that lady said, I will take 4 boxes, but I will only pay 75 cents a box. And that girl wiped away tears. She says, but lady, that takes all my profit. But that rich lady refused to pay more. What do you think of that rich lady? Then she was guilty of the 8th commandment. What she has done, the Lord grieved and offended. That little girl said, and surely that rich lady, maybe she thought she was clever, but she could not be happy. Then I think her boys and girls could understand that that rich lady would have been much happier if she had given that little girl an extra dollar. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when we may be on the giving end. And many times when we withhold what belongs to the Lord or to our neighbor, then many times the Lord takes it away. Even when we think of King Solomon, the temple took 7 years and his own house, much bigger, took 13 years. And 5 years later, the king of Egypt has come after Solomon died, and much of those riches were taken to Egypt. Think of Nabal. Oh, he was a miser. He refused to help David out. We know what has happened. He has died, and all those riches, they came into the hands of David. Oh, David, what precious words. When he said in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14, "But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." Also with an impression, "For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners as were all our fathers, our days on the earth." We read in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7, "Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." The Lord grant those profound impressions that what the Lord gives and trusts unto us, that we are only stewards. How prayer is necessary that we may be found good stewards. And with all our sins, also concerning the eighth commandment, repentance, and then we need him who was stated in Psalm 69 verse 4, "Then I restored which I have not taken away. There is declared congregation, a Savior for sinners." Also concerning the sin against the eighth commandment, then it is so necessary the precious work of the Holy Spirit. Because I read in John 16, the verses 8 through 10, that when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But also in verse 16, "He shall glorify me, he shall receive of mine, and show it unto thee." And now the Lord has a people that is given to trade in heavenly goods. And we read in Matthew 13, the verses 45 and 46, of one that was given to trade in pearls. "Oh, they have found many a good pearl which they have received by the Lord's grace, by the work of the Holy Spirit. But with those pearls, they cannot pay their debt, also their debt concerning the eighth commandment." But then we read of that trader that he has come across the pearl of great price, and that is the precious Lord Jesus Christ, who has come to save his people, and then he has traded all his pearls in to gain that pearl of great price. The Lord grant that blessing unto us and our children. Amen. Let us close. Lord,
Then in this evening hour, then we have heard of thy blessings, our responsibility, our stewardship, our sins, our guilt, and the need for pardoning. Ah, Lord, wilt thou begin that good work? Where it is missed, where thou hast begun, ah, wilt thou grant us further leadings, and thou hast a people upon the earth that also become exercised with spiritual thefts, oh, with that awful pride, and what a work thou hast to keep thy people low. Lord, thou hast left many good things amongst us by thy common goodness, that there may be love for thee, for thy cause, for our neighbor, but that is too short for eternity. Ah, wilt thou bless thy word. We may commence another week. Wilt thou watch over us in the home, on the way, at work, at school, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou remember the congregation on the coming Sabbath days. Wilt thou remember thy servant with his increasing infirmities. Ah, may he be carried upon the wings of prayer, that he may receive thy special help. Wilt thou help the consistory, help our doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, the sound system, all those that have an active part. And may we all be at Aaron's and hers, Lord. Wilt thou keep us in this week. Keep us from harm and danger. Keep us from sin and temptation. Bring us safely to our dwellings. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, why thy mouth believing, this my covenant word, I will, if thou plead, fill thy every need, all thy wants relieving, and what follows. 431, 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.